Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday happier happy hour. Happiest one in the week, usually, but Dom's already in a bar, probably. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be live on Monday at two of our brand new radio stations, Civic Media, starting to roll out the network. We've been busy. So Monday morning, I'm going to be in Wisconsin Rapids. You could hear me there on 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and 97.5 FM. That's probably just Wisconsin Rapids. But anyways, I'll be on their morning show with James at about 10 o'clock. And then later in the day, I'm going up to Wausau. I'll be broadcasting this fine program Monday. Dom will be in the Shaw. I'll be in Wausau. And we'll be rolling out our Bull Falls radio product. We are rebranding and turning an ESPN affiliate into a Civic Media Devil Radio affiliate. And that happens officially at midnight Sunday night. So when you get up Monday morning, we'll be playing Matt Flynn Direct, and all the fine hosts, plus some new hosts like Pat Kreitlow. You'll be very excited to meet so many of these fine hosts. And around the state, we're going to have a full menu of only the finest hosts and sports and all kinds of fun stuff. So very excited about what comes Monday. Tuesday, partying at Hawk's Bar. Very excited about that because, you know, it's Hawk's Bar, man. Love partying with Hawk. Just saw him today. He was in earlier. And then on Friday, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Dom and I will be broadcasting live, I anticipate, from the Donald Trump rally at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. So, you know, make your own appropriate decision on whether or not you're tuning in. But you want to, because we will give you commentary, and I'm going to go out and meet the people. You got to understand how I go cover Trump events. I'm out there making friends, let's just say. And people, usually because I'll wear a red hat, people, you know, they just kind of expose their souls to me. And then I expose their souls to you on the radio a little bit later in the day. So stick around next Friday, live from Trump at the Waukesha County Fair. We're taking you with all across the great state of Wisconsin and worldwide. And we're taking your grievances. I'm going to get involved here, get the audience involved. Hold on. There's my little controller.
Ooh.
I hit it. That's why I haven't taken calls yet, because I couldn't reach it, but now I got it. So let's get to the phones. Britt has been very patient. Welcome back, Britt from Humboldt, listening on KGOE. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. I was worried you'd fallen asleep on me, Britt. Glad you're still listening.
I was gonna snore, but I figured I should actually just act alive and active.
Hey, I've been acting alive all show, Britt, so hopefully I'm fooling you.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, today I'm kind of wondering what we're going to do with the heads of the DHS and the Secret Service, because it's really getting to the point where it's not an accident, but they really deleted those texts because they knew they were going to get in a lot of trouble. There's just no way any reasonable person can believe that those texts were, oh, sorry, we just accidentally deleted them right after you told us that we wanted to, that we needed to hang on to these texts. We just went ahead and deleted them anyway.
It wasn't believable when the Secret Service said the dog ate my homework. It's certainly not believable when the highest Trump appointees at DHS, Department of Homeland Security, say the dog ate my homework. No, it's not believable.
It's not believable. And so I guess what I would ask is this. Do you guys happen to know How do we remove these guys? Is it as simple as Biden saying, I've had enough, and he can fire them and appoint them? I mean, I think that's the case for the head of the DHS. I'm not sure how it works with the Secret Service.
I actually thought the head of the Secret Service is going to be held on longer to hopefully be held accountable and to seek the answers they're looking for. The latest at the Washington Post, this really doesn't illuminate this story any, Brit, but thanks for listening. Secret Service deletion of January 6th phone data baffles tech experts. Well, if the tech experts are baffled, Crudy's not going to be able to explain it to you. But it doesn't look like we have those texts. The DHS stuff, the January 6th text, why can't I say X? Text messages missing from Trump's top Homeland Security officials. Well, we'll learn more about that. I suspect subpoenas for everyone. But right now, we're going to get to the phones and your grievances. 844-967-2789. It's all about you, Andy, from Beaver Dam. What's your grievance this Friday afternoon?
My grievance, I got two things today. My grievance is it's not Tuesday yet, and we should be already drinking to the summer of love at Clocks, but I'm patient. I'll be able to wait.
Buddy, you know, we got Atwood Fest going on in Madison tomorrow, our friends.
I know.
Rocker from Max Inc. Radio. That guy basically, and I'm not giving him too much credit, but Alice, his wife, and Rocker, they are the heartbeat of Atwood Fest, and I'll be on the stage tomorrow, man. I'm going on the stage at 3:30. I'll be pitching Devil Radio, and then I'll be pitching a fine band.
Okay, there you go.
And I'll be drinking a couple of beers and such.
And doing it. Who did the promo for the last promo for the 20th Hawks? Who handles that?
Oh, man, probably me and Luke one morning scratching our heads. What did we say about the Boosted Boogaloo Summer of Love 2.0?
Boosted Boogaloo, right. But what you and I, our musical tastes don't exactly run in parallel lines, but I like the background music when you're given the spiel about the ad. I know that sounds stupid, but, I'm a musical connoisseur, and I like the kind of a funky beat behind your voice and, you know, makes you get you into a festive mood, you know.
Bow chicka bow bow, Andy. Bow chicka bow bow, buddy.
Right, and boogaloo. All right, have a great weekend.
Well, have a great one, Andy. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to see you at the party at Hawks. Hope to see you all at the party at Hawks. That will be Tuesday. We're doing the live broadcast, 4 to 6. Summer Rager to follow. 844-967-2789. Here in the state of Wisconsin, as we talked a lot about in hour number one, we've lost another U.S. senatorial candidate. She was probably in a distant third, Sarah Godlewski. Well, recently she's got to be the second because all the other front runners had dropped out this week and they all endorsed Mandela Barnes. And for those of you that haven't had the chance to meet these candidates in the same way I have, there were lots of good candidates, but there's nothing wrong with embracing Mandela Barnes. I have no hesitation in saying I will vote for Mandela. He's a great guy. He is a great candidate. I think he's dynamic. I think he is a winning candidate. I think he's going to beat Ron Johnson, if you didn't know Ron's last name, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. So have faith in Mandela. I mean, this kid produces. This kid is, you know, he is a truly superior candidate. And I don't say that a lot, but he's really damn good. And you should feel good about the Democrats' choice. And that doesn't mean that if you're a Stephen Olcara supporter or if you're a Peter Pekarsky supporter, go out there and vote on Election Day. Shock the world, man. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think Mandela will be the choice. And I don't know if you saw earlier this week, but Mandela Barnes went out with Alex Lazary, one of his opponents. Alex Lazary, of course, his family owns the Bucks or a part of the Bucks, and they're very wealthy. And it was gracious as he stepped away and he endorsed Mandela. And Mandela gave a speech, and Mandela had a small faux pas. Mandela, let me get the quote right here. I'm going to get the quote from the, what is it? The Journal Sentinel here. I know I'm being quiet here. It's okay. It's radio, but a little dead air won't hurt you. That was quite the verbal slip by Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes Wednesday. I guess it was Wednesday. Today's Friday. As Barnes accepted an endorsement from Alex Lazary, he blurted out, "This year, we have the chance, finally, to get rid of Scott Walker, one of the worst senators this state has ever had." You know, small faux pas. The only problem, Barnes and Governor Tony Evers already beat Scott Walker, wanker, the former governor in 2018. That was one of the funnest election nights of all time. Scott Walker, I enjoyed it immensely. You know what helped to put Scott Walker in his political grave? Legalized marijuana referendums in like 16 different localities around the state. 31,000 votes, I think, was the margin of victory. Tony Evers. Now, Tammy Baldwin crushed Leah Buchmer, but the gubernatorial race, that was razor thin. And it wasn't until the votes were entirely counted in Milwaukee County late at night. I think it was like 1:30 in the morning. Me and Dom were at the Roman Coin on Brady Street. We were partying. We had a few... I'll just tell you, there were a few notable people in the room. I won't throw them under the bus. But we were having a hell of a good time. And I enjoyed watching Wanker lose. Nothing before or after really has made me feel that good. But anyways, Barnes misspoke just a little bit.
And not Walker, untrue, you know. Not untrue.
Yeah, but he's talking about Ron Johnson, of course, the guy that should be defeated. Walker poked fun at Barnes, tweeting, "Living rent-free in the head of the at other Mandela. I hope he doesn't expect me to pay his property tax bill." Oh, he's so clever. Wanker got beat by Mandela Barnes and Tony Evers. And I think he should just shut the beep up. I think I would. I mean, for the rest of your political life, Scott Walker, you should know that you got beat by Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and legalized pot. I hope it hurts. I know you cry yourself to sleep at night. And to think you're going to, what, go out swinging? Well, here was Mandela's response. "Oh, I got two anti-union, pro-outsourcing, self-serving politicians mixed up there for a second. They sure have a lot in common, but most of all, that I'm going to send Ron Johnson packing just like Tony Evers and I sent Wanker packing in 2018. More devils."